Racism and Prejudice, What's the Answer?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on racism, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, Ken, a lot has been written to try to solve this terrible problem of racism. Have you found the solution?
Personally, I believe the solution's actually quite simple. You know, so-called racial differences are so minor, they're insignificant. The major differences are really cultural. In fact, even many secular scientists are admitting that there's only one human race, biologically speaking. Just recently, in fact, PBS television aired a series throughout America called Race, The Power of an Illusion. It's encouraging to see that popular TV is finally catching up with reality. But PBS television was not willing to point its finger at one of the worst culprits in the spread of racism, evolution. While racism existed before Darwin, his views popularized the idea that some people are more evolved than others. This greatly encouraged racist attitudes which continue today. The only solution, actually, is in the Bible. Genesis teaches that all people are equal before God, and all are descendants of one man, Adam. And the book of Acts declares that we're all of one blood. Each of us suffers from the same problem, sin. But God has opened the door of heaven to everyone who receives Jesus Christ as Savior. If people in every society would accept the history of the Bible and build their thinking on God's Word, we'd be well on the road to successfully dealing with racism.
For more fascinating information on this important topic, go to our website, answersradio.com.